Now, I can tell you that in 2007,
yeah.
I had around 3,000 or so rough sleepers in Brent. The then Labour government invested an extra £5 million to ensure that we can eradicate rough sleeping. And what happened was we approached people who were sleeping rough, okay. and then we helped them out of that situation. Some were able to return to family. Some had to have interim accommodation and some independent living. Okay. But it will depend on each individual circumstance.
Did you say that when back in 2007, 3,000 people were sleeping rough?
No. I think it was 3,000 in Brent, but I had a number of people
sleeping rough in Brent Borough.
Do you know what the number is
across the whole of England as of 2017? Do you know what the number was?
I don't know the number, no.
Right, so you're pledging to end rough sleeping, but you don't know how many people you've got to help.
But what I've done is I've told you how we will do that.
Yeah, but if you want to end a problem, you need to know the size of... So you're telling me the Labour Party will stop the problem of rough sleeping, but you don't know how many people there are?
I don't know all the figures and all the numbers.
Don't you think
It's not my area, so I won't be able to know the numbers. But what I can do is I can give you the overview, and surely that's important.
What I find incredible is how it's going to work. But Dawn Butler, you say 3,000 people sleep rough in Brent. Well, the last figures that we have for 2017 is that there were 4,751 people sleeping rough in the whole of England, of whom 3,000 were in Brent. Are you sure you've got your figures right?
No. I said in 2006 or 2007, there was around that figure. I know when we get to talk about numbers, it's quite exciting for you, and you're very good at that.
So Nick,
let me say this.
Please.
I was trying to think back to 2006, 2007. Okay. So let's just say this. Let's just put this on the table.
Go ahead.
Let's not take for fact what I've just said in terms of the numbers.